to create a place that resonates for 7 years or for 70 years to somebody? How do you touch people's hearts?
The World Beyond. Michael Mack and his Emotioneers of Tomorrow. The Mack One Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Michael Mack here, the founder and CEO of Mack One. Welcome to the World Beyond. Our team at Mack One creates innovative theme park designs and media-based entertainment. We are the Emotioneers of Tomorrow. In this episode, my colleague Lukas Metzger will explore what the future of tomorrow holds. Let's dive right in.
Thank you, Michael, and welcome everyone to this super exciting episode. Today, broadcasting directly from Blackpool. Well, to be a bit more specific, from the Pleasure Beach Resort. This theme park is just as Europa Park, a family-owned business, but it opens its gates already in the year 1869. So here's many decades of theme park history which has been written here in the park. And today still the park holds many records. For example, they have the most wooden roller coasters within a British theme park. And also interestingly, Pleasure Beach Resort was one of the few parks which became the basis, well, the example for the first Disneyland park in Anaheim. So back in the days, Walt Disney and his Imagineering team, they spent many visits here to the park to see how they actually are able then to design the Disneyland park in Anaheim. But at the moment, I'm here attending the opening night of the Hot Ice Show. That is an ice skating show that is running since 1936 and is produced by Amanda Thompson. For this event and for this opportunity, there are many friends and some leading and visionary minds of our industry attending. And I just took the opportunity and spoke to some of these people about our recurring final question from the podcast episodes. I had the opportunity to speak with Miro Gronau, who is a concept and sales manager at Vegans, where he sells amazing alpine coaster and water slides. But he also worked as Europa Park and was also responsible, just as I am currently now, for the park operations. Miro is also serving together with me within the IAPA EMEA Education Subcommittee, where we are working on the education program, for example, for the IAPA Expo this year in Amsterdam. But also I spoke with Hakon Lund, who is the CEO of Lundgruppen, which is a Norwegian park and festival operator. Currently, Hakon is chairman of the IAPA EMEA Advisory Committee, in which I'm working together with him. And also, it was my great pleasure to speak with Massimiliano Freddi, who is owner and founder and CEO of Wonderwood, a theme park north of Italy. And also, Massimiliano is currently the first vice chair, and he's becoming chairman of the IAPA next year, so in 2025. Miro, how do you envision will the theme park and attraction industry develop throughout the next 7 years?
I think in over the next 7 years, the local businesses will especially evolve. After we have seen a lot of global travel and big parks becoming even bigger, the last years have shown that even local business, smaller parks and little destinations, also some roadside attractions like alpine coasters, of course, have increased in visitor frequency. And I see this actually happening over the next years more and more. So individual good ideas that may not occupy you for the entire day. I see the future in this. Of course, besides that, the mega parks and large experiences remain desirable. And I believe them growing, going more into IPs, developing our own ideas and becoming full worlds where people still like traveling for. I work in the industry where we also have cruise ships becoming entire theme parks swimming on the sea, and water parks, I believe, will also evolve into more themed experiences like shown in Rolantica. And also the large parks will more and more add attractions just like this.
Do you have any technology that comes to your mind when you think about the future of attractions?
Technology-wise, I believe things will continue to evolve into dynamic pricing to balance out some shoulder seasons. I believe it will stay our our partner to be with our phone all the time, plus and minus. I guess we will see AI coming into our lives more and more to individualize, to do game playing and special experiences.
I'm now standing in the middle of Blackpool Pleasure Beach of the theme park, together with Hakon. Hakon, thank you very much for your time. I asked you the same question as I asked everyone before. Hakon, how do you envision the world of theme park shows and attractions to develop throughout the next 7 years?
So I'm operating in Scandinavia. I'm fourth generation. We've been in this industry since 1895. In my family has seen a lot of changes, you know, from the Spanish flu, First World War, Second World War, now COVID. So it's easy to say that, probably won't change that much, but change comes much quicker than we think. And I think the two big trends that we see is removal of pain points for guests. Just 5 years ago, every park had cash registers. Now there are less and less cash registers. So technology is going to make it easier for the guest to be a guest and easier for us as operator to treat them as guests. You know, the Amazon introduced a one-click buying. It's going to be an Amazon movement now for our industry that's going to be affordable for much more operators than the Magic Band with Disney, which, you know, somebody has to be the pioneer. Yeah.
How do you think will technology help with these developments?
It's going to be highly technology-driven. From safety, operational excellence, capacity, maintenance, guest transactions. So it's all going to be driven by technology.
And AI, speaking about the big elephant in the room at the moment.
Yeah, so for me, technology is, AI is our technology, and you know, now everyone kind of puts AI on it, but I think it's all about how do we make sure that what we do on one side is story-driven, and the other side is removing barriers for great guest experiences.
Thank you very much, Hakon, for your time. Massimiliano, how do you envision the world of attractions, theme parks and other shows to develop throughout the next 7 years?
Wow, I thought you were asking me over the next 7 days, which would already have been quite a challenge to envision. So I think that right now we have this big opportunity of getting closer to people, which means that our places are the places that are not only places you decided to visit for one day or a few times a year. These are places of belonging. And our places are places of belonging because people grow up in our places. From kids, they become teenagers, and then they become grown-ups, and then they become fathers and mothers and grandparents and so on. So I think that what we will see right now more and more is how do we create a place that resonates for 7 years or for 70 years to somebody? How do you touch people's hearts? So I think it's a great match between, of course, theming, storytelling, attractions and rides, safety, but really emotions. And I mean the emotions that connect people with people.
What do you think when you think about technology? How do you think technology will add on to these developments?
Technology should be truly seamless. So it should help enhancing the services. It should help, I would say, reading the mind of our guests in advance so that we can provide them with better services, better attraction, better places. But I think that technology should be as hidden as possible. Because what we understood, and what I think we almost all do agree, is that people don't visit our attractions because of technology. So technology is a great enabler, but then it's what we develop from, again, stories and heart perspective that makes people fall in love with our places.
Thank you very much. Let's work hard that our guests fall in love with our places. Thank you, Massimiliano.
So that's it from the Pleasure Beach Resort and the current outlook for the future. Thank you everyone who shared their 7-year assessment and predictions for the future. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Until next time here at The World Beyond, take care and stay inspired.
Thank you for this inspiring exchange. Together as Emotioneers, we have once again gained fascinating insights and expanded the boundaries of the known. To all our listeners out there, remember that the world is full of undiscovered possibilities. go out and shape our future. Until next time on The World Beyond.
Mac One presents The World Beyond. Brought to you by Michael Mack and his Emotioneers of Tomorrow.